Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing, the bonus episode to the Four Things podcast, where I go over emails that you have sent in to me. And we always start Tuesday episodes off with a quote. And today's is from Daniel Amen. I follow him on Instagram. He's at Doc Amen, D-O-C-A-M-E-N. And he put up a little graphic one day as one of his main posts that had this quote written inside. Did you know that practicing gratitude can make your brain work better? Research has demonstrated that people who express gratitude on a regular basis are healthier, more optimistic, make more progress towards their goals, and have a greater sense of well-being. I just thought that was a good quote to share as we are right in the middle of the gratitude challenge for the month of March. Writing down four things we are thankful for every day. Make sure y'all share those with me. I want to see them on Instagram, either at Radio Amy or at Shop Espoir. I run both of those accounts, ESPWA. Espoir means hope in Haitian Creole, and I hope that you'll tag so that I can see them and maybe even repost. All right, the first email is from Leah. Hey, Amy, did you see that A Million Little Things is back? Now, that's not my question for the fifth thing, but I did want to make sure that you saw that the new season has started back up. My real question that actually could go along with watching TV is about snacking. I just don't understand serving sizes at times, especially if I snack while watching something, I might end up eating 3 or 4 servings. And I feel like it's what my body needed, but then I feel guilty because I ate so many servings. Any thoughts on this? Possibly something you and Lisa could break down on Outweigh now that I think about it. Okay, Leah, first of all, I did see that A Million Little Things is back, and I've already watched the first episode, and it is so good. So I will say this to everyone. If you are looking for a show to start, I highly recommend that one. You can go back to season 1 and have something to binge or work through. And then second of all, Leah, I'm going to read you a newsletter that Lisa recently sent out to her The Well Necessities community, because I think it might be helpful for you and many others when it comes to serving sizes. So here is what Lisa wrote. Let's talk about portions, friends. Hopefully in a few minutes, the term portion control will seem just as ridiculous to you as it does for me. Now, anyway, here's what I know. For a lot of my students, restriction doesn't resonate with them. They eat. In fact, many, like me during my college years, are the CEO of the Clean Plate Club, always eating what's in front of them, regardless of hunger or desire. They say, I don't struggle with hunger. My issue is portions. I eat way past fullness. Things I hear out of the gate. No, Lisa, my problem is different. You don't get it. I eat healthy, but I can't control my portions. I just love food. I always eat more than just one bowl. As soon as my bowl is empty, I get back up and refill it up. Sometimes these statements are followed up with stories about how their parents even said that as babies, they had a great appetite, trying to prove to me how real their issue is. You get the picture. Their main vocalized issue is the amount of food they eat. As a retired member of the Clean Plate Club and someone who also thought their issue was just portions, I understood this all too well. During those days, I was annoyed by my hunger. I spent a lot of effort trying to trick my body into not being hungry. Spoiler alert, it never worked. I was starving by the time I did start eating. For a while, I too thought the solution was as simple as just controlling my portions, measuring things out, weighing food, and simply just eating what I'm supposed to eat. The normal amount that everyone else can eat without thinking so much about it. This never worked. It left me wanting more, and my meals continued to turn into grazes that left me unsatisfied and too full. Well, it turns out my solution is simple, but it's not trying to control how much I eat. The solution was coming to realize that there is no right amount to eat that is perfect for every single person in every situation. My problem wasn't the portions or eating past the serving size. It was the underlying beliefs that were ingrained in my brain that I accepted as fact, like there's a correct, appropriate amount to eat. That number doesn't change daily. It's the same for everyone. And eating too much is bad. We're not to blame for this type of thinking. I mean, how many times have you been warned to take caution when dining out? Beware, portions at restaurants are huge and you never know what's in the food. Dining out should be a fun time, right? But okay, I hear you. Portions at a restaurant can be, quote, bigger than the amount we've come to refer to as, quote, a normal portion. But sometimes that bigger than normal portion is more than we need. Sometimes it's just enough. Other times, to the shocking surprise of many, it's actually not enough. Fact is, the chef didn't consult with you. They don't know your height, how fast or slow your metabolism runs, what else you ate that day, how much you exercised, if you're on certain meds, or if you're on your period, and they don't care. That box of cereal that said the serving size is 3/4 a cup also did not consult with you. P.S. Fun fact, serving sizes are not based on what you should be eating, and there is a lot of other myths about the things we accept as hard facts regarding how much we should eat. When we recognize how in flux our daily demands are, we realize that it's okay to love food, that it's not a sin. In fact, it's totally normal to get pleasure from the substance we need to keep us alive. There's no right or wrong depending on if you finished all of the food or not. It just depends. Once we really learn this, we can find the control we so desperately want, but it's gonna look and feel differently than the control you envisioned. Actual control comes from mind-body connection, consulting with your body on what it needs in that moment. We need to reconnect to the sensations within our body that are designed to help us know exactly what we need. If we do that, the voice in our head changes when we overdo it, which will still happen from time to time. We do clean our plates sometimes, but other times we leave food behind without viewing one as good or the other as bad. Suddenly, we don't care how much our friends have eaten in comparison. We don't blink when we eat more than our partner or whoever we spend a lot of meals with that we think we should be, quote, eating more. We are confident because we know what our bodies need. Okay, Leah, I pulled that to share because I loved Lisa's newsletter so much. And I know you'll get to the point where you know you'll be okay based on what you ate for your body in that moment, not what the box told you was appropriate. And if anyone has questions, then I highly recommend following Lisa, my Outweigh co-host on Instagram. She's at Lisa Haim. And we have a new Outweigh episode up every Saturday. So that might be something helpful for you because I know it's not as simple as hearing me read that newsletter to you and then suddenly like understanding portions and size, especially when we've been told this our whole lives. Lisa's last name, by the way, is pronounced Ham, but it's spelled H-A-Y-I-M. So at Lisa Haim. All right, next email is from Tiffany. Hey, Amy, I just listened to the Q&A episode that you did with your sister. I asked how are you, and maybe a few others did also, but I wanted to say that I started asking people how they are after seeing the Meghan Markle interview, not the Oprah one, the one from a while ago, when a reporter asked her how she was, and she was taken aback because nobody ever asked, and it turned out she was really struggling. I just think it's a good basic question to give someone the opportunity to really address how they're feeling. You never know if someone has something that they really want to talk about, but they haven't had the chance to because no one brings it up. Could also be a good answer that they want to share. Maybe someone has something positive they want to put out there, but nobody's asked them. Anyways, just want to give my reasoning for the question if you happen to see it. Hope you're doing well. And Tiffany, thank you so much for this. I definitely wanted to share your note because I wanted to clarify what I meant by bringing up that question in last week's fifth thing. I appreciate anyone that asks, how are you? I also ask it to people. I just think in this last year, it's a funny question because of all the craziness. And I loved that guy on Instagram's funny reel about it. So I wanted to play that. I also brought it up because I wanted to share with anyone that was asking for the real details behind how I am. Now, I know that's not what you were doing, but I do get a lot of questions that are like, how are you? What's really going on? And can you give us some details about what's been happening with you? Stuff like that. And I'm just not going to share some things publicly at times, which is a weird place to be because I feel like I've been such an open book, but I really actually don't always share everything, but I understand that since I was open about having a hard time and was obviously missing work and stuff like that, and that might be confusing because it was very known that I had stuff going on, but the reason I wanted other people to know that I had some struggles was I wanted them to know they're not alone. Like whatever it is they might be dealing with, I don't know the details, but they were not alone in heartache and confusion and hard times. But the actual details really don't matter. So I hope that clears some of this up because again, I got several notes relating to this question from last week's episode and I just wanted to clear the air and not discourage anyone from asking someone how they are doing. I appreciate all the notes asking, and I do think it's okay for us to ask people, how are you? But then it's up to that person what they are willing to divulge from the question. And like Tiffany said in her note, you never know. The person might share something good. It doesn't mean that the answer will have to be something heavy. I also pulled some ways to take how are you to the next level for relationships. Like these are for people that are really in your life, maybe not someone online, but like family members or friends. If you know they've got something going on, you can maybe get more specific and say, how are you today? Or how are you holding up? I've been thinking about you lately. How are you doing? What's been on your mind recently? Is there any type of support you need right now? Are you anxious about anything? Are you feeling down at all? Stuff like that. And then maybe you open up and share with them, because when you speak about your own experience, you give the other person permission to share without any risk or fear, because maybe some people are closed off from sharing. They've been hurt in the past. Just make sure that you check in on someone if you really do care about them. All right, email number 3 is from Ariana. Hey, Amy, last week on the Fit Thing podcast, I heard you talk about your Zoe skincare routine, and I've heard you mention before that you use a tinted SPF in the mornings, but can't figure out when that was to go back and get the name. Can you just share this again? Take care, Ariana. Okay, I am obsessed with Revisions IntelliShade. It's an anti-aging tinted moisturizer with sunscreen, and I have it up on my Amazon page, and this is what I pulled from the Amazon description. Outsmart the signs of aging with this award-winning tinted moisturizer that gives skin a touch of sheer healthy color. 94% of clinical study participants experience smoother, brighter, more even skin tone, moisturizes and blends naturally with the color of your skin. Okay, when it comes to how I use it, I apply it with a beauty blender. I run it under hot water, then I squeeze it out, and then I apply my IntelliShade. Again, the IntelliShade and actually the beauty blender too are both on my Amazon favorites page. They're actually side by side, so easy for you to find and make sure you're ordering the right thing. You can go to radioamy.com for a link to that. It's not a commercial or ad in any way. I just get questions about this often, and I want to make sure y'all get the right one because there's several different products. I personally like the original, but maybe you have oilier skin and you want to get the matte. Just know, Ariana, it's Revisions IntelliShade, and I like the original, and I apply with a beauty blender, and I wear it every single day. All right, email number 4 is from Erin. Hey, Amy, my friend Jess gifted me a gratitude journal. She knows my love for the Bobby Bones Show and my love for everything The Shot Forward, so I was ecstatic to receive it. When I opened the journal to look through it, I was blown away. She had contacted the significant people in my life and had them write notes amongst the pages, memories, words of motivation, little notes about me and how I've impacted their life or what they love about me. She reached out to my friends all across the country and has been working on this for months. It's the most thoughtful gift I have ever received in my life, and I can't stop crying over how kind and full of love it is. Like everyone else in the world right now, my mental health is not the greatest that it's ever been, and this literal reminder of being loved by so many people could not have come at a more perfect time. Words of affirmation are my love language, and now I have these sprinkled throughout my gratitude journal. I wanted to share this with you because, well, for one, I wanted to brag about how awesome my friend is, and two, to maybe share that idea with others who might know someone who would love this idea as a gift as well, and three, to tell you something good. I think the first thing I'll be writing down in my gratitude journal will be my extra special gratitude journal. Erin. Okay, Erin, I love this idea so much. So thank you for sharing so that I can pass it along to someone else that, yeah, might be looking for something special to do for a friend or a loved one. It sounds like Jess is an awesome person that you have in your life. And then quickly, in relation to Erin's email, I want to throw in a bonus email that I got from Linda because it's about gratitude and she includes a cool quote. So we started today's episode with a quote per usual, but we're also going to end it with a quote. Okay, here's what Linda sent in. Hey, Amy, I ran across a quote in Guidepost magazine and I thought you might like it. If you aren't familiar with Guideposts, it has true stories of hope and inspiration. It was started by Rev. Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote The Power of Positive Thinking. Each month, Guideposts includes quotes from celebrities as well as others. The quote that I'm going to share with you is from Michael J. Fox, who has suffered from Parkinson's for the last 30 years. Michael J. Fox said, "Optimism is really rooted in gratitude. Optimism is sustainable when you keep coming back to gratitude. And what follows from that is acceptance." Take care, Linda, which I love when y'all send in other positive things so that I can share it with everybody else listening. I hope that anyone who is doing the gratitude challenge is able to make it through to the end of the month, and then it will become a habit of daily making note what you are thankful for. If you're just now listening, you're like, wait, what? A gratitude challenge? It's not too late to join. You just grab a pen and paper or any old notebook that you have and write down four things each day that you are thankful for. You can join literally at any time. Very loose rules here with the challenge. And then if you do happen to want our gratitude journal that supports education through Project MetaShare in Haiti, then you can go to radioamy.com for links to that, or even fourthings.com is an easy way to get there for people to remember. So there you have it. All right. Hope y'all are doing well, and I will see you on Thursday. Annie F. Downs will be my guest. She's come on the podcast before. I mean, speaking of gratitude, I'm just super thankful for her and her gift and all that she shares with the world. She has a new book that's out. It's a New York Times bestseller, and I'm excited to sit down and talk with her about that. So that'll be Thursday. All right. See you then. Bye.